Streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for ceaseless songs of praise. Somebody can start that. Chapter 13. One of the things we've had before us in this conference this weekend has been looking unto Jesus. And in chapter 13, we have a situation. Verse 21, the Lord says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting whom he spake. Now there was one leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. And then the last part of our hymn, it says that we are the sons of God. And we look at this and we see that the others heard what the Lord said, but there was one that was leaning on his breast. It says, whom he loved. God loves all. But what position are we taking? And then in the latter part of John, in chapter 21, then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus followed, or whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth? Peter seeth him, saith unto Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. We look in Corinthians in chapter 16. In verse 12, as touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time. But he will come when he shall have convenient time. And then in the book of Jude, in verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. With exceeding joy. After the meeting, I visited with a friend and we were talking about, he shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. He is satisfied. He's satisfied with us, but he wants more for us. He wants us to not be distracted with those that are around us. Either, and we, not to get discouraged. If we have a desire to do something and our brother beside us does not have the same desire, we don't want to get discouraged and be discouraged with him. Like it says about Apollos, Paul would really have desired him to come, but he did not have, I believe at that time, the will of God. He decided to not go. And we have to be conscientious of our brethren and be faithful to them and allowing them the liberty to walk in their peace with God. And as we see with John, John was in the Lord's bosom, leaning on his breast. He could hear his heartbeat. It doesn't say that he even heard what he said about who shall betray me. But the others came up and said, would you ask him who it is? And so he did. But I want to encourage everyone here to take that place of John in the Lord's chest and listen to his heartbeat and not be discouraged if you're walking alone. If you have a desire to go hand out gospel tracts, to have meetings, if you have a desire to preach somewhere, to go somewhere and do something, or even go to another country, and no one wants to go with you, don't be discouraged. If you feel you have the Lord's mind, go. Don't hesitate. So often we drag our feet, and that's one of the things that we don't always have the group around us that we grow up with, but the one that we do have is the Lord. And that is what I would encourage everyone to lean on his breast, listen to his heartbeat, and move when he says, he tells the apostle, don't worry about him, follow me.